Kelly Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
This town, the Sully Show, Talk Radio 640 WGST. It is Friday, and always good to talk to one of my favorite regular contributors. His name is Rick Limpert. He's with us every Friday just after 1 o'clock. Covers sports and technologies for a number of different outlets, and you'll see him and hear him in a number of different places. Read him as well. His daily technology column online at examiner.com. Rick, good Friday to you, and happy weekend, my man.
Yeah, good Friday. So it's always good to be regular, so I appreciate that.
Yes, indeed, and I'm glad that I'm regular, too. A lot of people will be kind of not regular come Monday, because a lot of people clamor for the Monday after the Super Bowl to be a national holiday. We won't take up that debate and how we feel about it, but let's talk about the big, huge, gigantic football game, the 50th installment of this game. So much goes on, so much economic impact in our country and others as well. But the primary thing that you think of when you think of the big game is, of course, televisions and how you're watching. Some pretty good deals out there of late on HD TVs.
Yeah, there's numerous ways to watch the game, but most people will be watching it on a big screen somewhere. I thought Amazon did a pretty genius thing this year. They set up a page with the best HDTV deals leading up to the big game, so you could search that, and there were some good deals on there. And I was glad to see that, or kind of interested to see that a quarter of all TVs sold in the country each year are sold in the couple weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. So people really do try to game up for the Super Bowl on their TVs.
Well, and of course, it's a way for some of those companies to really get some attention and publicity and take advantage of the need that is out there. And that's just a part of the American way. And always interesting to see what deals are out there for the consumer. Sometimes there are some really, really good ones. So this weekend, keep your eye open on that, as you might be out there at the Fry's and the Best Buy. Second on the list to discuss, a football squares app. Rick, first of all, we don't do football squares at iHeartMedia at all, ever.
I know that, but for informational purposes only for the people that do, there is an iOS app this year that'll help you set up your football squares game. $2.99 on iTunes, and it's a way that people can keep track of what numbers they have in the squares game. And most people don't play a squares game all year until the Super Bowl comes around. So this is just a way that you can organize it and track it a little better, and maybe have a little fun with it at your Super Bowl party.
I feel like the times that I have participated in the squares games for the big game, I always get or always don't do well, because I end up with just horrible numbers like 2 and 9.
Yeah, those are bad. 8 is a bad number sometimes. I think you want low numbers. You want that 0, 1, 3, and 4 are usually the best numbers to get. But if you do a squares game right, you don't really have a pick of what numbers you get. It's all kind of random. But when you see you get a low number, you might be in the money.
And then, of course, there's even other sports where this is employed as well. Not really a super high-scoring sport, but you can also do this for soccer in some capacity. They might reduce it, but basketball is also good for this, for the person who just wants to have another thing on their phone that they can use to distract themselves.
Yeah, when you get a 9 in soccer, you're maybe want to pack it into the deck.
Yeah, I can tell you, Tottenham Hotspur isn't out there putting up 9 goals each week.
I just want to let you know something. I do have a FIFA soccer game on the side on my iPad, and I am Tottenham this week, and I beat Arsenal yesterday in a big game.
So, now, when that happens, that's one of the most beautiful things ever, because it is watching Arsenal lose in anything, even if it's a fiction, is beautiful.
Well, it happened in my living room yesterday. So,
And there's a lot that goes down there, Rick, I know.
Keep the dog out of things.
All right, well, of course, alcohol consumption falls in big come Super Bowl Sunday. And, of course, we encourage you to drink responsibly. But an app out there to help you make the perfect drink.
Yeah, please do drink responsibly. Yeah, the perfect drink, 2.0. I love this. This is an app and a smart scale. So for maybe the amateur bartender at your party, or maybe you're trying to replicate a drink maybe you had somewhere, and you have the ingredients and the recipe for doing it, this will let you perfectly weigh out the ingredients on this scale, and the app will give you some tips as well. So, they give you everything. They give you the shaker, the glass, the app and the scale, and you can become maybe a professional bartender from the amateur ranks with this stuff. perfect drink.
And the app is free. You can read more about it, makeitperfectly.com. Chatting with Rick Limpert, his handle on Twitter, Rick Roswell, and he covers sports and technology. Make sure you follow him there on his website, ricklimpert.info. The Logitech Harmony Elite Universal Remote Control, this will make life a little easier and get rid of some of those remotes that you might have sitting on the table in the living room.
Yeah, it's been a problem for years. Really, the person that has the remote in their hand, Sully, at your Super Bowl party or at anything, he controls the whole house. And really, now that is a possibility with the Logitech Harmony Elite. This is a universal remote that does control everything on your TV. This is the ultimate remote for watching sports on TV, changing channels, help you find the button. It's got everything. But it also will help control things in your home as well. So it hooks up to the Logitech thing as far as turning on and off lights or dimming lights. Really anything. So not cheap. We're at around $300 or so for this remote, but it is a remote that will last and let you control everything.
I know that some people wish that there was a remote control and specifically a mute button for their, 4 and 6 year olds, or maybe their dog that won't stop barking at certain hours of the day. But we haven't made that a feature yet, have we?
I didn't see that at CES this year, and I don't think the technology has reached that level. But there are some remotes that do quiet certain things around, other things around your home. So give Logitech a look for your remote. They really do make the best remotes, and I use one, and it's fantastic.
And remember to please use those remotes responsibly, just like the alcohol.
Yeah, don't. Maybe at halftime you want to turn on the puppy ball. I'll allow that, but. Keep the game on, keep it at a good volume, and keep that remote handy.
Man, this last thing that we'll discuss here, a product that I need for just about everything. These are little finger caps for people who mess up their hands and get them all drippy and runny and spill stuff all over the place while they're eating at the Super Bowl party or anywhere else. That definitely describes me. What are these things and how do they work?
You might need these, Sully, for your toast and trivia on Wednesday night. So these are little plastic finger caps you put on, and, basically it helps you prevent you from making a mess. So great for the Super Bowl party if you're serving wings or maybe chicken fingers with different sauces. You got a box of 50 for about $8. And I thought this was strange when I first saw it, but the more and more I thought about it, not a bad idea on a couple other fronts, also maybe preventing and spreading germs. And that's been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, and definitely there's the Zika virus that's out there, and people are all freaked out about that. So this is basically, let's just say it, Rick, a condom for your fingers so that you don't get anything on it and nothing comes into contact with it.
So I haven't heard of the Zika virus being able to be spread by eating wings, if you have a new sofa, a new nice leather chair, this will prevent you from getting that wing sauce on the said furniture in the home. So I think it's a good thing. Good investment for $8.
Absolutely. For wrapping up our conversation with Rick Limper, what is your favorite tradition, if any, that you have during the Super Bowl? What does the Super Bowl look like at the Limpert household?
We've been at a couple different places the last few years, but I think we may be home this year. Wings and pizza are always good, or some sort of chips of some sort. You want to have a little assortment of food, and you start watching the pregame show sometimes about 4 hours before the game, so you gotta pace yourself. So I would say that's the best piece of advice.
Yeah, in both categories, food and beverage, make sure that you pace yourself. And remember, it is not yet a national holiday the day after the Super Bowl, so most people are going to have to wake up and go to work tomorrow, so keep that in mind as you consume your beverages. And please, if you're having to drive, please don't drink and drive, and make sure you get a cab or a ride home from somebody who hasn't had any to drink. That's the most important thing that we'll tell you during this talk today.
Yep, a cab service is having that app. A lot of the local Atlanta companies, Atlanta Checker Cab, they have their own app, so keep that handy. And, get home safely. Enjoy the game, though. That's a big part of the day on Sunday.
Hey, speaking of which, Uber just changed their logo this week. I don't know if you saw that. A lot of controversy and stir about this. People say
I didn't know why that was really big news, but I guess, with Uber's reputation sometimes, or kind of what they're always in the news. So if nothing else, they're great at getting in the news. But I'm a big proponent of use local businesses, and the cab companies in Atlanta do a pretty good job.